Elevates Your National Parks. This is a podcast about the different national parks and monuments. Each episode, I will feature a National Park Service site and tell you some background information and share insights, tips, and suggestions. I will also interview someone different every episode and hear about their experience in the featured park. Let's elevate your knowledge about this episode's site, Denali National Park. Park is located in Alaska. There are more than 6 million acres in the park, larger than the whole state of New Hampshire. The park includes part of a mountain range and has forest, tundra, and glaciers. There is only one road in the park, and it is 92 miles, but after mile 14, it is closed to private vehicles. You can travel into the park by using one of the 25 daily shuttles or a tour bus. There is a lot to see, and almost everyone wants to check out Mount Denali. It is the tallest mountain in North America and was formed by two tectonic plates crashing together. It is 20,237 feet tall and almost 6,000 feet taller than any mountain I've climbed. Centuries ago, when the Athabascan people lived there, they called the tall mountain Mount Denali, but in 1886, a dude named William Dickey was searching for gold in the area and camped by the mountain. When he returned to the lower 48 states, he said that the mountain should be named Mount McKinley because William McKinley liked gold and was also running for president of the United States. A lot of people thought it was disrespectful to the Native Americans, but the name stuck when he won presidency. In 1975, a congressman asked for the name to be changed back, but that didn't happen until 2015 when President Barack Obama changed it back to Denali. Most Alaskans were very happy with the decision. The park was established on February 26, 1917 by Woodrow Wilson. In 1980, President Jimmy Carter combined Mount McKinley National Park and Denali National Monument to create the park as it is today. Today, I am interviewing my grandma, who says that Denali is her favorite park. Let's welcome her to the podcast. I've never been to Denali National Park, but my grandma has. She's here today to talk to me about her visit. Hi, Grandma. Welcome to Ellie Elevates Your National Parks.
Hi, Ellie.
Would you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I've been married to Larry for 42 years. That's your grandpa. And I like to travel and take cruises. And we have a cat named Luca.
How would you describe the park?
Denali is a really big park, very, very large, and it has forests and rivers and lots of mountains and big mountains. And the biggest mountain is Mount Denali, but it's also called Mount McKinley. But officially, they've changed it to Mount Denali, but a lot of people call it Mount McKinley. And it's the highest mountain in the park by far. It's huge. And you don't get to see it very often. A lot of people never see it because of the clouds and the rain and the weather. So the first time we were there, we didn't see it at all. So that was very disappointing because it was cloudy. And we'd see mountains in the distance and we'd think, oh, there it is. And the people that were there told us, no, you'll know when you see Mount Denali. So the second time we were there, we didn't see it the first day. And then the next morning, Grandpa woke me up and said, get out of bed, come outside. And oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. It was a clear day, blue skies, and this enormous mountain just covered with snow. So that's a big part of the park.
What did you do when you visited Denali?
We hiked a little bit and we took a rafting trip. And we took a plane that landed on a glacier.
Did you see any stupid people when you visited?
We did. When we were on one of the rafting trips, it wasn't like whitewater rafting. It was really slow. And so our guide pulled the raft over to the side just where it was flat and went to the bathroom. So that was kind of stupid.
What would you do if you visited there again?
Well, I'll tell you, our favorite thing, I would do this again, absolutely. We took a little plane, and I was afraid. It was little, and like maybe six people, and they took supplies that would last for a week just in case you couldn't get off the glacier. We landed on a glacier, which was really quite wonderful. We flew around Mount Denali, and we flew around other mountains, and it was absolutely beautiful. And then part of this trip was to land on a glacier. And the pilot, I thought it was like, okay, you go up and you do this, and everybody lands on the same glacier every time. But the pilot had to decide which glacier, depending on the wind, and if he could get back off the glacier when he took off. So we flew around for a little while, and then he picked the glacier, and the plane has skis on it to land. And so we landed, and we got out, and we walked around, and then when we were ready to go back, we got back in the plane, and he had to move the plane back and forth so that he would have enough momentum to get off the glacier. So that was kind of scary, too. So that was my favorite thing, and that's what I would do again.
Is there anything you would not do there again?
I don't think so. I think there's just so much to do there. Can't think of anything I wouldn't do.
Is there anything else you'd like to share about the park?
Yes. There were two interesting things that happened to us while we were there that I've never experienced anyplace else. And the first was we were with our friends and in our cabin playing cards, and it was about midnight, and the floor started rolling, like there were rollers under the carpet, and it went on for maybe 10 seconds, and we kind of sat there. I was like, did you feel that? Did you feel that? And it was an earthquake. So that was cool. I'd never been in an earthquake. It was far away, and it wasn't major. There are a lot of earthquakes in Alaska. And the other thing that's really fun there is that in the summer, it's light out all day. It doesn't get completely dark. And so we went outside. It's not like daylight, but at 1 o'clock in the morning, it was light out. So enough that you could take pictures of each other in the light.
Thank you so much, Grandma.
Thanks for having me, Ellie. It was lots of fun.
There are many different animals in the park. Some of them are grizzly bear, moose, caribou, fox, wolf, sheep, and bighorn sheep. 350 grizzly bears call the park home, as well as somewhere near 2,000 to 2,050 caribou in the park. Park rangers at Denali made a recording of a mother grizzly bear with her two cubs that I want to share with you now. If I were to ever visit, I would definitely want to see the sled dogs. Denali is the only national park with a sled dog team. The dogs work together with rangers to protect the park and have been a part of the team since 1920. They spend most of their time in the wilderness, but if you're lucky, you can see them in their kennels. My teacher says I love dogs, so I think that would be a lot of fun to do. Here is a recording that was made by a ranger at Denali of sled dogs. I would also love to go on a helicopter or ride a small plane. You can see the beautiful landscape this way and even land on a glacier. If you're able to visit, be prepared to explore something you'll never forget. Also, be sure to tune in next time when I elevate your knowledge about Everglades National Park. Thank you to Grandma for sharing your experiences. If you're enjoying my podcast, please leave a review or rating on iTunes to help other people find the show. If you have any questions about a national park, please write to me at ellie@entanglingknots.com and I may answer your question on a future show. Thank you to my producer, Zach, and my script assistant, Molly, and thank you to Poddington Bear for providing my theme music under an attribution, non-commercial, Creative Commons license.